You know, over the years, we've gone through stretches where we haven't played our best football, and we've been able to bounce out of that. And you know, that's what's going on right now. Offensively, we're not playing our best. We're not, you know, converting on third downs. We're not scoring in the red zone. You know, overall, just not being consistent enough and making enough plays to you know, keep the ball in our hands, and then also, you know, three turnovers today. So, you know, I gotta start playing better, and you know, as a group, we need to play better. But we can fix those things. We still got good players. We still got a good scheme, and we just got to play a little better.
There's been some speculation from some people in the media that you have a tired arm. Anything
to that? No, I don't think so. I mean, I feel like I'm making the throws, you know, I don't feel like it's tired, but you know, we got a bye week right now. We've, you know, had 10 games in a row, so you know, it will be an opportunity for everybody to rest up a little bit, get their mind some rest in their bodies, and hopefully come back refreshed and playing better football.
Yeah, the first interception that you threw, the guy was pulling New Jersey. That's the one that you haven't thrown in a long time. Throwing the ball away, or just, is that just indication of the pressure you might be feeling to get something going?
Well, no, just trying to throw the ball away. You know, wasn't trying to, you know, find a completion or force a completion, but just thought I could, you know, get, you know, make the throw. Obviously, the guy was, you know, pulling on me, and then I couldn't follow through. Kind of hit the, you know, couldn't follow through, and the ball just popped up. So, yeah, you know, a mistake on my part. You know, you know better. I know better than to do that. But sometimes you get in the moment and you know, made a bad decision. So I gotta, you know, make sure I'm not doing that, putting our team in a bad situation.
Tom said the idea of a tired arm is something that he has in the past, or what it talked to you about. I mean, is that something that you have to watch out for as a quarterback who throws a lot?
No, I mean, if my arm were tired, I would tell the coaches, and we would shut down some throws or throw a little bit less. You know, I don't feel like we're overthrowing, and you know, I feel like when I'm making throws, the ball's coming out well. So, I don't see anything into it.
Eli, why so few rushes in the first half? I think six rushes, I think, in the first half.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure. I don't know how many total plays that we had, but. You know, we just had some, you know, had some, obviously, you know, we weren't getting many first downs. So, you know, just sometimes it just depends on what the defense is doing. If they're, you know, blitzing some and giving some pressure, it's just tough to run into those looks. So, you know, a lot of it's just all dependent on what the defense is doing. And you know, they're mixing up their coverages. And so, you know, that's not really for me to answer. Well, I mean, still felt we were in the game. First half, obviously, didn't play great, but hadn't made mistakes. You know, still felt very much in the game. You know, went down before half, had a pretty good drive. You know, got a field goal. So you're down, 11 going in halftime, thinking, hey, we get the ball first, and hey, we're just gonna score a touchdown, and you know, we'll be right in the mix. We had a pretty good drive going. Obviously, had a turnover, and then you know, after that, had, you know, I think maybe the next few drives, turnover. And they score touchdowns, and now you're down a lot of points with limited time. You want to try to get something going offensively. You still compete, and you know, maybe hit some big plays, get some touchdowns. Maybe your defense gets a turnover. You never know. But obviously that didn't work.
Eli, how does an offense that has been so dynamic now get to a point where, as you mentioned, it's tough to get a third down or to even sustain a drive?
You know, it just happens. Sometimes you know, it's what defenses are doing that, you know, take away you know, plays that have been successful, and you know, so it's just it can happen throughout a course of a season. It's happened to us before in the past, and we've been able to overcome that, and so that's exactly what we're going to have to do. So you know, obviously there's going to be, you know, sometimes you got to look at, you know, what we're doing, and do we have to change some things up. And you know, we should, you know, we're, for the most part, we're running, you know, should have had opportunities to run the ball better than we did. You know, most of them were versus, you know, a two shell where you should have good lanes. We weren't getting great movement on some of those runs. So, you know, you try to throw against it, and that's what happens. So, you know, we just got to start executing better. That's what it all comes down to. Everybody's stepping up their game a little bit more, and we'll be able to make some plays. I'm not positive. Obviously I'm just worried about, you know, we've lost these last two games offensively we haven't been as sharp as we need to be. I think we can fix it. There's some good things out there. There are some good plays. Obviously the turnovers, today is what hurt us. I think got us down, a bunch. And so, at that point, spotting them a 25-point lead is not the ideal situation. So, I think there's some, they got good players. They had a good scheme. They did some good things to slow us down and prevented us from making some plays.
Eli, after losing 4 in a row, after 6-2 last year, and then 2 in a row, after 6-2, are you concerned that 1 becomes 2 and 2 becomes 3?
Well, I hope not. But obviously, we know that last year we went through a tough stretch, and we were able to come out and win some games when we needed to get back into the mix and make the playoffs. So, we still have a lead in the division right now. And the fact is, we got a bye week, and we're going to come back, and we're going to have 6 games left. And it's all a matter of what we do at that point. The games we won, the games we lost prior to that, don't matter anymore. And it's a 6-game season. And, if we can have a winning record, of those 6 games, we should be in a good position.
What was Tom's message after the game?
We just gotta get better. That wasn't our best effort today. That's what we'll look at this bye week, and so we'll analyze, what our tendencies are, what we're doing, where we need to make improvements, what we're doing well, and try to, pinpoint exactly what some of the problems are, so we can fix them and get better.
It's been a pretty emotional run in the last several games, the divisional game against Pittsburgh, the storm. Do you think this team's a little bit emotionally tired?
I don't think so. Sometimes when you're on the inside, you don't always see it. I feel like the guys have been practicing well and good energy and good focus throughout the week knowing the game plan, knowing what things are. So I don't think it's a matter of, I don't see us just making mental mistakes and guys just doing, the wrong things. It's just a matter of just executing a little better, winning on some few routes. We're not catching many breaks, and sometimes when we got guys open, there's pressure. Sometimes we got guys open, I miss them. Little things going wrong at times, and that's preventing us from being our best.
Thank you.